For more than 14 years, Rex Spofford served as the only probation and parole officer in Dillingham and much of southwestern Alaska. He retired in April. Since then, Dillingham hasn't had an on-site probation officer. Instead, the district supervisor in Kodiak has overseen Dillingham's cases. Amy Abbott is the chief probation officer for Region 1. She says that so far, this arrangement has worked.
They do have a very competent criminal justice technician on site available to them. So if the probationers need to come in and ask for a travel pass or get direction on something, they have somebody they can physically check in with. And then probation officer Bunting follows up with any of the probation officer duties.
A probation officer is responsible for supervising people on probation or parole and ensuring that they follow through with their conditions of supervision. The Department of Corrections maintains minimum contact standards for people on probation in rural areas. They must report in writing every month and at least once over the telephone, depending on the risk level that was assigned to them. The Dillingham probation officer oversees an area that encompasses more than 50 villages and more than 45,000 miles. Before Spofford started his job in Dillingham, he worked as an officer in Anchorage for 6 months. He says there were major differences.
Just the size alone of the district suggests that there were a lot of things that would present as opportunities. Lots of coordination required when you're supervising people in 30 plus different communities with different treatment providers, substance abuse treatment providers, specifically behavioral health treatment providers, with numerous courts, numerous districts. You know, the physical challenge of just supervising people in that many different locations was formidable.
Spofford says that a probation officer acts as a point person for those on probation and the agencies that work with them.
As you develop those relationships, I believe you can provide a lot more direct service, if you will. The relationship building is huge. The advantages out here is I knew exactly who I needed to talk to. I know the counselors out at Jake's Place. You know, I know who I need to talk to at HUD. I know that if I've got a person in a village, if I've got an individual in Koliganek, or if I've got somebody over in Bristol Bay, I know who's the FSW that's covering, doing those assessments, and I know the VPSOs that I need to talk to. You know, I knew the troopers and the police department officers. So once you develop those relationships, it's just like any family. You can get business done much easier.
Another difference, according to Spofford, is that officers supervising people in outlying villages rely on a broad support network. That network is made up not only of local law enforcement and organizations, but also of residents.
You know, we used community contact persons, if you will, folks that we could talk to, and a person on probation or parole would identify. I would ask them during the intake, now listen, not your partying buddies, but who are three people that really care about you that I can call and find out how you're doing on supervision? And invariably, most folks would find three people. You know, it might be a teacher, it might be a former teacher, or it might be a priest. And those are the people that you would reach out to and say, hey, how's so-and-so doing right now on supervision? And so even where there were no law enforcement officers or VPSOs, which has become, quite frankly, a significant percentage of those communities now, you'd always have somebody.
Since Spofford retired, Abbott says that Dillingham's criminal justice technician has been the local contact for people on probation, acting as the liaison between the Kodiak District Supervisor, local treatment agencies, and law enforcement. According to Abbott, they still rely on those local contacts.
In communities where there are no law enforcement resources, we definitely rely upon community contact people. So these would be folks that work in the treatment arena, or, you know, family members. So we have a pretty solid plan of supervision in the rural areas.
Currently, the caseload for Dillingham hovers around 30. That isn't high. Caseloads are in the 50s in regions like Bethel and Palmer. Still, Spofford says that it is imperative that Region 1 has a permanent officer.
I'm really looking forward to them getting an officer assigned because having somebody in the community that can actually see, you know, knows what's going on is important. You're there. You've got presence and people know you're in town, and so it's just, invaluable.
Now, Dillingham is about to get a new probation officer. Abbott says that the department is in the final stages of a lengthy hiring process to bring someone on board. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.